Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. 2010 is going to be a very powerful year, and there are several things taking place at this time to kind of pave the way for the greatest shift of consciousness that we have experienced up to this time. I know that we've talked a lot about the fact that since harmonic convergence in 1987, things are really moving forward at warp speed. And what has taken place the last year has created such a shift within each and every one of us as the negativity is being pushed to the surface to be transmuted and healed, that our God self, our I Am presence, can now integrate into our conscious minds and our hearts much more effectively. So today we're going to talk about some of this really powerful preparation that is taking place now, and we're going to work together so that we can clear the way for an exponential expansion of the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. We're actually moving forward in our ascension process at warp speed, and this is creating an accelerated awakening within the hearts and minds of people everywhere. Now, you and I have a powerful responsibility to add to the light of the world. Once we become aware on a conscious level of what's really taking place on the planet, our responsibility in the overall scheme of things shifts. We can no longer just sit back and watch and wait for things to happen. But our God self is calling us to action and to a higher participation in this whole process. We are co-creating this physical plane. We're one with all humanity, which means that we can literally serve as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child on this planet. No matter how buried a human being may be in the painful outer world circumstances of his or her life, or how far one may be from realizing the profound truth that he or she is a beloved child of God, you and I have the ability to make a significant difference in that person's life. All we have to do is recognize that we are one with that precious soul and then invoke the light of God on their behalf. Since we are all one, even if a person abiding in the physical plane does not comprehend this truth, someone else who is abiding in the physical plane can invoke assistance from on high on that person's behalf. We can serve as surrogates. When we invoke the light of God and ask the I Am presence of any person to intervene in alignment with that person's divine plan and their highest good, the floodgates of heaven open in response to our heartfelt plea. So during this hour, you and I are going to invoke the company of heaven and the I Am presence of every evolving soul on this sweet earth. And together, we're going to serve as surrogates on the behalf of all humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. So 2010 is a time of new beginnings. Please join with me in consciousness as we unite our hearts and minds with the hearts and minds of our Father, Mother, God, and the hearts and minds of light workers all over the world who are joining with us in consciousness. Feel the love of God flowing from your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we are transformed into a powerful force field of light. During our time together, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we will invoke the most powerful assistance that cosmic law will allow from our unified I Am presence and the legions of light throughout infinity. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So be here now. So just for a moment, focus on the new year, 2010, and feel the resonance taking place in your heart as you experience what a powerful new year this is going to be. In February 2009, we experienced the celestial alignment that officially moved us into the age of Aquarius. This is the day of the seventh angel that was talked about in the Bible, and the seventh angel is now beginning to sound. This is the age which the prophets of old revealed that the mystery of God would be fulfilled and time will be no more. The most critical time of any age is at its inception, and the archetypes or the templates that are established at that time reverberate through the entire 2,000-year cycle of that particular age. So humanity at this time, this very moment, is being given a powerful window of opportunity in which to establish the archetypes for the Aquarian age in a unique and profound way. As this powerful year unfolds, the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth will guide us through these rare opportunities for which we have all been preparing for literally eons of time. We have everything we need within us to fulfill our individual facets of this divine plan perfectly. We just need to stay focused on the light and to listen to the inner guidance of our I Am presence, which is the divinity within each one of us. Now on December 12, 2009, the day that's dedicated to the Virgin of Guadalupe, Mother Mary and all of the feminine aspects of deity throughout infinity co-created for the planet Earth a fluid field of unmanifest divine potential. This receptive force field of pure light will build in momentum day by day until December 12, 2010, for an entire year. This fluid field of divine potential is a clean slate upon which humanity can record the patterns of perfection that we desire to co-create for the new earth. As a gift of unparalleled divine grace, our Mother God and the feminine aspects of deity throughout the whole of creation have infused this force field of divine potential with the full gathered momentum of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. This is a precaution that will prevent anything that is not of the light from being encoded into this powerful fluid field of divine potential. That means that only the archetypes and patterns of perfection for the new earth will be able to be sustained within this force field of light. The divine intent of this sacred gift from the feminine aspects of deity is to provide each of us with a greatly empowered force field of light upon which we can project our visions, our hopes, and our dreams and have them sustained and expanded in a very relevant and intensified way. Now, light is infinitely more powerful than the fear-based, fragmented thought forms and feelings of our human egos. So light will always be more powerful than the negative thoughts of our lower self. But this fluid field of unmanifest divine potential will take this to the next level. This force field will amplify the light of our visions and invocations by quantum leaps and bounds, being empowered by the entire company of heaven, catapulting us toward a critical mass for the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Once we reach that critical mass, it creates an unstoppable shift, and the patterns will manifest tangibly in our lives. In addition to this divine intervention, there are several other events that are paving the way for this incredibly powerful new year of 2010. On December 16th, 2009, we experienced a very powerful new moon that created the space for a rare cleansing. This is allowing all of us to release and let go of any of the behavior patterns that are not allowing us to reach our highest potential, So that is within each and every one of us, whatever our inner guidance is from our God self, whatever habits, whatever thoughts and feelings, whatever fears, whatever belief systems we have that are not moving us forward in the light are being brought to the surface now and brought up in a way that we can observe them, transmute them, and release them into the light. This process is building in momentum and will build in momentum through the full moon lunar eclipse that will take place on January 14th, 2010. The solstice on December 21st, 2009 is another special and powerful day that intensified this cleansing process, which allowed humanity's I Am Presence's greater ability to communicate with us through open heart and mind telepathic communication. Now we must be aware of this truth and take the time to meditate and to ask for divine guidance, intervention that we need from our I Am Presence. This is a powerful time. From the 16th of December to the 14th of December and the 14th of January, and these added influxes of light in between. Now, one that is coming up is December 31st, 2009, the birth of our new year, 2010. And we will experience a second full moon in December on this day. The second full moon that takes place in a month is called the blue moon, and it is greatly amplified over the first full moon. To top that off, we'll also experience a lunar eclipse during this full moon. This is the most powerful new year that we've experienced in a very, very long time. So on December 31st, the new year, when we're setting our patterns and our goals and our dreams and our visions for the new year in this magnificent fluid field of unmanifest divine potential, we have a full moon, a blue moon, and a lunar eclipse. Wow, what a way to begin a new year. But this is just the beginning. As this year unfolds, we will be given many opportunities to accelerate the changes that we are seeking in our individual lives and our collective lives as the family of humanity. Now, the beings of light have given us a lot of very powerful opportunities. So what we're going to do today is join together in consciousness and realizing that this lunar eclipse on December 31st, and a full moon solar eclipse on January 14th are going to greatly empower the things that are going on within us. Now, the new technology of the violet flame is what we're going to work with right now, and we're going to really put some attention into the power and energy that's flowing into our beings. I have stated that incorrectly. Let me correct that. On January 14th, it will be a new moon solar eclipse. And on December 31st is when we have the full moon lunar eclipse. I said a full moon solar eclipse, but it's a new moon solar eclipse on January 14th, so that we don't get confused. I know that you'll understand that as the time goes on, but I wanted to be accurate about that. Now, one of the things that has happened over the last few years as we have begun our initial ascent up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimension is that we are receiving higher frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection, which is the perfect balance of the masculine polarity and the feminine polarity of our Father, Mother, God. The fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame allow us to easily download higher frequencies, patterns of perfection from the causal body of God. This is a process that is enabling us to empower our visions, our goals of what we would like to create. We begin with an invocation and then we decide what programs we would like to download. And the programs that we would download is anything that we feel guided to do. If we want to download the program for vibrant health, or for loving relationships, or for healing of our physical body, or healing of the planet, or for eternal peace, or greater enlightenment, whatever it is that we would like to download those patterns of perfection from the causal body of God, all we have to do is ask. Through our I Am presence, and when we do, the downloading occurs instantly and automatically. Very similar to the way the process occurs when we put a disk with a new program into our computer. Now, after the program is downloaded, our I Am presence uses the technology of the violet flame to scan all of the records and memories, the belief systems, the fears, and the blocks in our etheric records and memories from all time frames and dimensions, both known and unknown. And what our I Am presence does then is transmute any thought, word, action, or feeling that we have ever expressed in any time frame that conflicts with this new program, and it's identified and deleted. This means then that there will be no energy, vibration, memory, or consciousness remaining in our earthly bodies that is available to block or interfere with this new program. Then as this program builds within us, reaching a critical mass, it will create this unstoppable shift and manifest what it is that we have programmed into ourselves. We still have the free will, of course, and we can recreate our fears and our resistance if we choose to focus on them through our thoughts and feelings and words. If we continue to focus on poverty consciousness and empower it with our fears, no matter how much we are invoking prosperity, we're going to negate those positive thoughts and feelings. But once the program has been downloaded and we've transmuted those old programs, they will no longer exist unless we choose to re-empower them. No matter how many lifetimes we've been dealing with those programs, we can delete them through this process. The downloading and scanning process takes place instantaneously. This is a gift that's been given to us by the Company of Heaven, and we're going to work together today with this program so you can experience exactly how it works and how it feels, so you'll know how to do this on your own. But it helps to download programs several times, even though they're downloaded instantaneously, so that we can move toward that critical mass and convince our stubborn lower human consciousness of the truth of this divine technology. It is then up to each of us to accept our new reality and to live out of that new program, that new paradigm. Gradually, as we continue this process day by day, invoking these programs, deleting everything that blocks them or conflicts with them, and living out of that new, higher pattern of behavior, it will become an automatic part of our belief system. And the more we accept it as truth, the faster these new programs will be tangibly reflecting in our life experiences. The beings of light have said that actually the hardest part of using this technology for humanity is overcoming our skepticism and accepting the divine truth that this new technology is available to us right here and right now, and that it is as easy as it is. More than anything else, this process involves an adjustment in our level of trust and our acceptance. It helps to remember that this process is being done by the divine technology in the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame, which is the frequency of God's infinite perfection. And it is being orchestrated by our I Am presence, which functions in this fifth dimensional realm of perfection. Our lower human ego, our lower fear-based consciousness, with all of its fears and frailties, has nothing whatsoever to do with this process. This technology of the violet flame may seem too good to be true, but it was part of the original divine plan and a process that we were always supposed to have available to us. We just lost access to this spiritual technology when we fell into the abyss of our human creation. The beings of light have said the truth is that what we envision with our most grandiose expectations doesn't even hold a candle to the power and the effectiveness of what is accomplished when we invoke this light. We are going to experience this process together by actually downloading some of the programs from the causal body of God. Now, these programs have been given to us as examples by the Company of Heaven, and our I Am presence will download them for each of us in perfect alignment with our highest good and our divine plan. If there is anything in these programs that conflicts with your divine plan, then your I Am presence will just not download that program. Your I Am presence knows exactly what is right and perfect for you and your highest good. These programs can be downloaded individually or grouped together, and we can be as specific and detailed as we want. For instance, we could download a general program, such as Vibrant Health, or we can download a program for a specific area of health in our bodies that we'd like to focus on, such as our heart, or our lungs, our bones, our joints, our skin. We can download both types of programs if we want to. There is no limit to the number of programs or the variety of programs that can be downloaded. Just see what feels right for you, ask your I Am presence, and know that this pattern of perfection that you're being guided to download for you is in the causal body of God, or you would not be able to perceive it. The patterns of perfection in the causal body of God are limitless. We also have the ability to download programs for our families and our friends and all humanity as we serve as surrogates on their behalf. All we have to do is invoke their I Am presence and ask that the program be downloaded according to their divine plan. We can't manipulate people or control people through this process, but their I Am presence will know exactly what to do, just like our I Am presence knows what to do for each of us individually as well. For our collective purposes here, the beings of light have grouped the programs together that we're going to download according to subject matter. So we're going to invoke our family and our friends, our loved ones, and the entire family of humanity so that we can all do this together. And realize that when we do this, when we invoke this today, these patterns of perfection in alignment with the highest good for every person and every part of life on this planet are going to be recorded and imprinted, literally encoded, on the fluid field of unmanifest divine potential that has been created by Mother Mary and all of the feminine aspects of deity throughout infinity. This fluid field is receptive and will be until December 12, 2010. So this year, we have the ability to program all of the patterns of perfection for the dawning new age. It is an opportunity and a responsibility that is truly beyond the comprehension of our finite minds. But if we work through our I Am presence and ask for the highest good, know that only that will be recorded here. As I mentioned earlier, remember, a fluid field of unmanifest divine potential has been infused with the violet flame of our Father, Mother, God, so that only the highest perfection can be encoded on this field for the archetypes of the New Age of Aquarius. So let's join together now in one-pointed consciousness in perfect alignment with the highest good for all concerned. These activities of light will take place through our I Am presence and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child. I'm going to state these visualizations and meditations in the first person so that each of us will experience them tangibly and personally. But through the gift of God's divine grace, we invoke the I Am presence of every soul in evolving on this sweet earth as well. and we volunteer to serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. Through the divine intervention of our I Am presence, we expect and accept that as the wonders of these precious tools from the ascended realms of light cleanse, heal, purify, uplift, enlighten, and transfigure each of us individually, they will simultaneously cleanse, heal, purify, lift, enlighten, and transfigure every man, woman, and child on this blessed planet as well. So we're going to begin with an invocation for downloading the programs from the causal body of God. Through the presence of God, I am. I invoke the omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, cosmic I am, all that is. I invoke the aspects of my Father, Mother, God from the great, great central sun. I invoke the aspects of my Father, Mother, God from the great central sun. I invoke the aspects of my Father, Mother, God from the central sun. I invoke the aspects of my Father, Mother, God from the physical sun. I invoke the full gathered momentum of the flame of the Immaculate Concept, the divine blueprint for all life on this planet. I invoke all of the aspects of my own divinity, my white fire being, my solar causal body, my I Am presence, my solar Christ presence, my planetary Christ presence, and my body elemental. I invoke the full gathered momentum of the fifth dimensional violet flame from the realms of infinite perfection. I ask the I Am presence of each member of my family, my friends, and the entire family of humanity to invoke all of the aspects of their divinity. I ask that the following programs be downloaded for each person according to his or her highest good in their individual divine plans. And I begin. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the programs from the causal body of God for the infinite flow of God's abundance, opulence, financial freedom, and the God supply of all good things. The programs are instantaneously downloaded, and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am presence, download now the programs from the causal body of God for eternal youth, vibrant health, radiant beauty, and slim, firm, flawless form. The programs are instantaneously downloaded, and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am presence, download now the programs from the causal body of God for perfect health habits, including eating, drinking, exercising, and work habits, relaxation and recreation habits, my spiritual devotion, meditation, and contemplation habits. The programs are instantaneously downloaded, and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the programs from the causal body of God for divine family life, loving relationships, adoration, divine love, divine sexuality, true understanding, clear and effective communication, open heart sharing, oneness, and the unification of the family of humanity. The programs are instantaneously downloaded, and my I Am Presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the programs from the causal body of God for God's eternal peace, harmony, balance, and reverence for all life. The programs are instantaneously downloaded, and my I Am Presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the programs from the causal body of God for self-empowerment, success, fulfillment, divine purpose, a rewarding career, self-esteem, spiritual development, enlightenment, divine consciousness, and divine perception. The programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am Presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the programs from the causal body of God for the perception and open heart and mind telepathic communication with the company of heaven and the angelic and elemental kingdoms. The programs are instantaneously downloaded, and my I Am Presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the programs from the causal body of God for inspired creativity through music, singing, sound, toning, dance, movement, art, and education. The programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am Presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the programs from the causal body of God for laughter, joy, playfulness, fun, self-expression, elation, enthusiasm, bliss, ecstasy, wonder, and awe. The programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am Presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. beloved I Am Presence, download now the programs from the causal body of God for the physical manifestation of heaven on earth. The programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am Presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. I now accept and know through every fiber of my being that these programs from the causal body of God have been successfully downloaded. I also accept and know that my I Am Presence will update these programs every single day through the power of my attention and continually delete anything in my being that conflicts with these programs. In deep humility, divine love, and gratitude, I decree, it is done, and so it is. Beloved I Am. Beloved I Am. Beloved I Am. These programs that have been given to us by the magnificent company of heaven have now, through every heart flame, been projected onto the fluid field of unmanifest divine potential for the new age of Aquarius, to be secured there, increased daily and hourly with every breath we take, until we have reached the critical mass and these patterns are physically and tangibly manifest through each person's life. Now, we continue with our visualizations and meditations through one-pointed consciousness as we expand the patterns of perfection being encoded on the new, recently established fluid field of unmanifest divine potential. I am aware of my presence in the world, and I know I am one with all life evolving on this sweet earth. But I am also living light, the electronic radiance of the divinity that is blazing in my heart. The living light that I am is now expanding through every cell of my earthly bodies, and I am instantaneously being transformed into a blazing sun of God's infinite perfection. Every man, woman, and child on earth, and every particle of life evolving on this planet is now being held in the embrace of God's infinite perfection, which is now blazing through me to bless all life. Every facet of the elemental and nature kingdoms evolving on earth are also being held in this life-transforming light. Through this activity of light and oneness, all life is once again becoming aware of the fact that there is no separation and that every particle of life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. What affects one part of life affects all life. With every moment, we are either adding to the light of the world or the shadows. I consecrate my life now to add to the light of the world. From this moment forth, every prayer, every invocation, every decree, and every call for assistance that I make from my I Am Presence and the company of heaven, I make not only for myself, but for the entire family of humanity and all life evolving on this blessed planet. I know now as never before that I am one with all life, and as I am lifted up, all life is being lifted up with me. I now breathe in deeply, and on the holy breath, I ascend in consciousness into the very heart of God. Instantly, I am enveloped in the embrace of my Father, Mother, God's unfathomable love. I hear the melodious tones, and I absorb the celestial fragrance of God's infinite love. Suddenly, I feel myself soaring higher and higher into frequencies of divine love, more powerful than I have ever known. I pierce into the core of purity within the very heart of God, and the splendor of God's love permeates my being. The love of God blazes in through and around every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. The light expands through my heart flame into the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of all humanity, and into the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of planet Earth. This very moment, humanity's earthly bodies and Mother Earth's earthly bodies are being purified and transfigured into God's infinite perfection. The love of God is now lifting every man, woman, and child into the embrace of illumined truth. Within this frequency of God's pure light, every person begins to comprehend the oneness of life in new, more profound ways. Each one begins to experience a love and reverence for life beyond anything he or she ever dreamed possible. These new frequencies of enlightenment and awareness are being encoded on the fluid field of unmanifest divine potential for the new age of Aquarius, to be readily available within the hearts and minds of every evolving soul. Divine wisdom is awakening within every heart flame, and in a flash of enlightenment, each person begins to know and fully understand how he or she is to express the reverence of all life within their earthly experience. This realization of how to revere all life is being seared into the conscious mind of every person on earth, and through their etheric records, this sacred knowledge will now be tangibly available to anyone whenever it is needed and recalled on behalf of humanity and all life. Every soul on earth is now gently bathed in the radiance of God's divine illumination, wisdom, and understanding. And every person is now lifted into a new level of lucidity, comprehension, knowing, wisdom, insight, and understanding. As every man, woman, and child now revels in the wonder of this magnificent frequency of illumination, we begin to grasp the magnitude of the opportunities contained within this gift from our Father, Mother, God. In deep humility and gratitude, we all accept the opportunities that are being presented to us within the heart of God, and we volunteer to be effective instruments of God throughout the coming year of 2010. through the intervention of every person's I Am presence and the entire company of heaven. We now collectively consecrate our lives to be the open door through which the light of God will continually flow throughout the year 2010 to bless all life. Now I breathe in deeply, and as I do, I feel myself ascending higher and higher into multifaceted, multidimensional, celestial frequencies of God's transfiguring divine love. With every out-breath, I breathe this sacred fire forth to consecrate all life evolving on earth in the resplendent frequencies of God's transfiguring divine love. As each human being evolving on earth is consecrated with the full potential of the flame of our Father, Mother, God's transfiguring divine love, their I Am presence activates specific genetic codings within their RNA and DNA structures. These codings contain the immaculate concept of each person's divine plan. This activity of light, a gift from the company of heaven, empowers every beloved son and daughter of God to fulfill his or her divine purpose and reason for being at an accelerated pace in this upcoming year. Through this activation, the mind and emotions of every person are being purified and realigned with the harmony of their true being. This purification is paving the way for the conscious mind and the superconscious mind within each individual to merge and become one. In this state of at-one-ment, each person's I Am presence steps to the forefront and takes dominion of that person's life. As this occurs, the life, body, mind, and soul of each person is quickened and lifted into a higher state of enlightenment that clears the way for the fulfillment of the divine plan for 2010. Every human being now begins to assimilate the ineffable power within God's flame of transfiguring divine love. The divine intelligence within this flame helps each person to realize that understanding and utilizing the power of God's infinite love is the most important thing a person can do in order to fulfill his or her unique facet of the divine plan. This inner knowing brings a realization that myriad opportunities are being presented to every soul every day throughout the year 2010. That will improve the quality of life on earth. And even if those opportunities seem challenging, God's divine love contains a frequency of light that will transcend all obstacles. All humanity is now experiencing the wonder of our Father, Mother, God's love. Held within the embrace of this holy substance, humanity now knows that we are one with God and that all that our Father, Mother, God has is ours. Now, through this divine awakening, humanity individually and collectively accepts that God's love is the vibration from which we were born out of the heart of God. And it is the vibration through which we are now evolving back into the heart of God. The frequency of this love has no bonds or barriers, no conditions. Within the infinite power of this love, there is no pain or sorrow, no lack or limitation. It contains within its essence our full potential to rise above all human conditions, all self-inflicted suffering, all manner of chaos, confusion, hopelessness, and despair. God's transfiguring divine love heals all separation. It rejuvenates, revitalizes, and makes whole all that it embraces. This love is the single greatest source of forgiveness, and it is the impetus of humanity's freedom and liberation from all of our earthly woes. Negativity and discord cannot abide in the presence of this sacred flame, for it is a force of unlimited and unspeakable power. It exalts and glorifies all that it embraces. From the core of purity within the flame of transfiguring divine love in the very heart of our Father, Mother, God, I realize my own divinity. Within the divine intelligence of this love, I recognize and revere the divinity within every human being as well. From this newfound perspective of truth, I peer into the heart of every man, woman, and child on earth. And to my amazement, I see a radiant being of light, abiding within the heart flame of every single person. As I acknowledge and focus on the divinity within every person's heart, this divine presence, their true God self, begins to expand and expand. As the God self of each soul increases in power and dominion, the person's obsolete beliefs and behavior patterns associated with fear and separation or lack and limitation begin to just drop away. Regardless of the depths of negativity the human being has fallen to, their God self now takes control and corrects their direction. As I continue to daily and hourly acknowledge and love the God self within every person's heart, their I Am presence is empowered and increases its influence over their thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. No matter what negative behavior patterns the person previously participated in, the God self now floods their four earthly bodies and the immaculate concept of their divine potential and places their feet firmly on the path of light. This activity creates an epiphany within the conscious mind of each soul, and an awakening is taking place, resulting in the soul's complete and profound transfiguration. Every human being on earth now knows that the frequency of God's transfiguring divine love is the mightiest force in the universe, and no power can deny it or fail to respond to its call. Through this enlightened state of consciousness, each soul now, through their I Am presence, dedicates their life to be an instrument of God for this divine love. Through this dedication, each one becomes the hand of God, now made manifest in the physical world of form. For a sublime moment, I assimilate this experience into my heart flame and experience it being integrated into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child through their I Am presence. I breathe in and out slowly and rhythmically, and I feel these energies securely anchored in my heart, knowing that they will expand daily and hourly with every breath I take. And when I'm ready, I gently open my eyes. Beloved ones, I wish you a God-victorious new year in 2010. This is going to be a wonderful acceleration of divine consciousness on this planet. And you and I and every other awakening soul have the ability to integrate this energy and make it available as never before for every part of life on Earth. Thank you for being with us today, and please join with us again next week as we continue our process of adding to the light of the world. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.